This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Now, across the Limestone Coast in the last 24 hours, there is one bloke who has got to be the talk of the town, and Karcher was just talking about him. I have got him on the line. Scott Maxwell, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Scott, you are a teacher at Grant High School, from what I understand, and your life has been changed.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm super stoked. Yeah, my life has changed,
Mate, take us through what has taken place, because from what I understand, you have got an ARIA nomination, which is just huge.
It is absolutely massive. So Guy Sebastian came down to our school. We had the kids play a Guy Sebastian song, and we sort of... And he appeared at sort of midway through the song, and the kids had absolutely no idea who was coming out. And it was an absolute classic. So he came out and announced the nomination, and it was just such an amazing day.
Scott, tell me about the kids that you teach and the music programs that you have at Grant High School, because obviously you are, number one, doing an absolutely sensational job at the school, number two, a pretty cool teacher to be given this honour of being nominated.
Yeah, look, I think, music's so important to all of our lives. It plays such a big part in just our everyday activities, even to the point of who we are, sort of our cultural identity. So, I don't know, that comes across at school as well. And kids love to engage in music. And I think that having a variety of ways to sort of get stuck into music is probably where I come from. And, I'm not just a sort of a one-size-fits-all sort of guy. I like to have multiple sort of points of entry for kids to sort of get their feet wet in music and get stuck into performing. So I guess that's where we come from, and we just happen to have the most the biggest pool of talent at the moment. It's just amazing, and it just keeps going. We just have all these talented kids that come through the program, and then the next bunch of kids come through and they're super talented. So it's really exciting for me.
How did you become a teacher in the first place, Scott?
I became a teacher a little bit later in life. I was in my 20s when I decided to go back to uni and become a teacher. It was something I wanted to do ever since I was a kid. Interestingly enough, it was the ARIA Awards were part of my decision to actually be a teacher, because as a musician myself, I saw one of the people that I used to hang around with, or used to hang around in the same circles, he was getting an ARIA at the time, and I thought, oh, well, I probably won't be able to get one of those, so maybe I'll do something else. I always wanted to be a teacher, and I became a teacher, eventually got into music teaching, and what can I say? I love my job. I love what I do. I love what's happening, and, all this commotion about this ARIA Award is, it's amazing. It's been so good. Just on Facebook, having some of the some of my ex students just tell their story about how sort of influential I was on their music journey. It's just been amazing. I'm just so humbled at the moment. It's great.
Scott, you sound like you have a passion, and that comes through in what we're talking about this morning. Did you ever think that you would have this opportunity at an ARIA Award, and to listen to some of your students talk about how influential you have been? I mean, did you ever know that you had been that influential in some of your students' lives?
I guess as a teacher, you see those moments, and you see them daily, like that you're making a difference, and that's what keeps you teaching. But to have it, I guess this is just a little bit bigger, and to have it all come flooding back at once, it's really full on. It's crazy. I'm super passionate about teaching music and about just sharing the wonder of music with everyone.
What would you say to anybody who wants to go down that track of pursuing a career in music in all its forms?
I've always just been, a sort of a go for it sort of guy. music music can be a career or music can be a hobby, but whatever it is, you know, it's I think it's really important to have music in your life. And I guess, you know, I guess one of the things that I really connect with music is when I learned music and I learned an instrument, it taught me a lot about myself and a lot about perseverance and determination. And that taught me a lot about how I learn as a human. And that sort of set me up for so many opportunities in life. So it was just sort of through music that so many other opportunities opened up for me. So if anyone out there is thinking of learning an instrument or performing, just go for it. Just do it and stick at it because it's so rewarding.
So, Scott, what's Guy Sebastian like and what did the rest of the staff say when he rocked up at the school?
Yeah, Guy Sebastian, he's a great guy. Like, you know, and he's such an epic musician. He's a you know, when he busts out on stage, his voice just like cut through the mix, and it was like, well, there he is. yeah, the staff had no idea. You know, I had a couple of people go out and meet the taxis as they arrived, and you know, they had no idea. So, yeah, everyone was a bit sort of blown away by what was happening.
Mate, the entire town is blown away that we've got somebody right here in town that's up for an ARIA Award is sensational. It should be celebrated. Mate, good luck with it all. I hope you walk away with a win. And it'd be great to talk to you on the radio a bit more about the stuff that you do at Grant High School. It's apparently pretty sensational.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's up to a public vote now, so everyone has to jump online to the ARIA Music Teacher Awards.com/vote and just vote for me. You can sort of vote every day per device. So I'm just going to try and get the town behind me and get myself to the ARIAs. That'd be awesome.
Scott, we'll do our best to plug it like there's no tomorrow. And for people who want to know more, they can jump online to the Triple M Lumsden Coast Facebook page. We've got a fantastic video there. Mate, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck with it all.
Thank you, Ewan. Thank you, everybody.
Scott Maxwell, Grant High School music teacher, up for an ARIA. How cool is that?
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.